Welcome to the deep dive. You're ready to dive into budgeting.
Always ready to talk about finances.
I think some people see it as a chore,
Yeah.
like something restrictive, but I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like the foundation of freedom.
It's about empowerment.
Yeah, exactly. And
Yeah.
so to help us with that today,
Okay.
we've got a piece from PocketSmith.
All right.
It's a financial management tool. They've laid out five key budgeting tips.
Okay.
Obviously, they want to show off their software a little bit,
Sure.
but we're going to try to pull out the universal wisdom
Yeah.
that could apply to anyone,
For sure.
regardless of what tools they're using.
Absolutely.
So think of this deep dive as
Thank you.
like
Okay.
your shortcut to budgeting mastery.
I like it.
You know, we're going to help you sift through all the noise
Yeah.
and get to what really matters.
Awesome.
So let's jump right in. The first tip
Okay.
is one that I always love.
Okay.
Automate everything.
You know, it sounds
Well,
almost too good to be true, like effortless progress
yeah.
with your finances. But
Right.
there's a real psychological power to it.
There is.
When you can kind of set it and forget it, you know, automate things like bill payments,
Yeah.
savings, contributions.
Yes.
You're taking the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
No more agonizing over, you know,
Do I spend?
yeah, do I spend or save it? Just
Achoo.
happens automatically, and that can be incredibly freeing.
It's like building a system that aligns with your goals,
Yes.
even when your willpower is wavering,
That's a great point.
you know?
Absolutely.
And PocketSmith obviously has features that do this,
Yeah.
but even without fancy software, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, like setting up standing orders for your savings,
Yeah.
direct debits for your bills.
Exactly. The key takeaway here is to make your money work for you,
Yeah.
even when you're not actively thinking about it.
Yes.
And this also plays into, you know, the power of compounding,
Oh, yes, compounding.
which is something that
The magic of earning interest on your
it
interest.
really gets me going.
Yeah, it really is a game changer in the long run.
It's a snowball effect.
Yes.
The more you save and the longer you let it grow, the more
Yes.
powerful that compounding becomes.
So automation plus compounding
Yeah.
equals financial success on autopilot.
I love it.
All right, let's move on to the second tip,
All right.
which tackles, I think, a universal pain point.
Yeah.
Those dreaded unexpected expenses.
Oh, yeah. The car repairs the vet bill.
The leaky roof, the travel costs you weren't expecting.
Yes.
Things you can't always predict,
Right.
but you can definitely plan for. And that's where PocketSmith's annual allowance feature comes in.
Right. So,
Tip two.
concept of an annual allowance. You can do this even without the software.
Right.
It's about thinking about those bigger expenses that are coming up and proactively saving throughout the year.
So instead of getting blindsided by a big bill, you break it down into smaller monthly savings.
Exactly.
Pocket.
So let's say, for example, you know, you need a new roof in 5 years.
Okay.
You can estimate how much it's going to cost,
Okay.
divide that by 60 months, set aside that much every month.
Yeah.
Boom, when the time comes, you've got the money.
Much less stressful way to deal with it.
Absolutely.
I think this also kind of plays into the idea of
Yeah.
like a just-in-case fund as well.
Yes, a buffer for emergencies.
Just for those truly unforeseen
It
things.
provides immense peace of mind.
Totally. Okay, so we've talked about automating our finances, planning for the big stuff.
Yep.
Now let's move on to tip number three,
Oh,
which is all
okay.
about decluttering
All
our
right.
financial lives.
This is where we tackle those forgotten
Yeah,
subscriptions.
like those streaming services we signed up
Yes.
for during lockdown and
Exactly.
then never use.
Or the gym membership.
Ooh, yeah.
You keep meaning to cancel,
Guilty.
but you never get around to it.
As Charles.
Yeah.
And it's not just subscriptions. It's also worth
Yeah.
reviewing your utility providers,
Yeah.
insurance policies.
Annually.
Yeah, every year.
To make sure you're still getting the best deal.
To see if you can save money.
Yep.
Sometimes it just takes a little effort.
Yeah.
I once managed to negotiate a lower internet bill
Wow.
just by calling my provider,
Nice.
asking about their current offers.
Good for you.
So you know it can be done.
It's amazing how much we can save when we're
Yes.
proactive.
When we're proactive, yeah.
Maybe set a calendar reminder
Yeah.
for your annual financial checkup.
Like a financial spring cleaning.
I like it.
It's giving your finances a fresh start.
I love it.
Now, speaking of awareness,
Yes.
the next tip
Okay.
dives even deeper
Ready?
into understanding our spending habits.
This is all about tracking your
Yes.
spending.
Do you really know where your money's going?
That's the question.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a vague idea.
Yeah. But when they actually track their expenses,
Yeah.
they're often surprised
I think so too.
by what they discover.
And this is where I think a budgeting tool
yeah.
like PocketSmith can be helpful.
Sure.
Because it automatically categorizes your transactions.
But you can achieve this manually as well.
Right.
Simple spreadsheet, a notebook.
Absolutely.
Whatever works for you.
But the key is just to be consistent.
Yep.
Honest with yourself.
Absolutely. And no judgment.
Yeah.
It's not about judgment. It's about understanding.
Yeah.
So you can make conscious choices.
Yeah. It's about those aha moments.
Exactly.
Where you're like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, I'm spending way more on takeout.
Way more than you thought.
Than I thought. Or like my daily coffee habit is actually
yeah.
putting a dent in my savings.
Exactly.
And once you have that awareness.
Then you can make adjustments.
Then you can make adjustments.
Maybe pack your lunch a few times a week.
Yeah.
Or find cheaper coffee.
Yeah. Explore the options.
So little changes can add up.
Small changes add up big time.
Yes, they do. And speaking of adjustments.
Yes.
That leads us to our final tip.
Okay.
Regularly review your budget.
This is key.
Life is constantly changing.
It is.
A budget needs to be flexible.
It does.
To adapt with it.
You got it.
So you know a new job, a growing family.
Yep.
Move to a new city.
All of it.
These can all impact your income and expenses.
Absolutely. Even just subtle shifts
yeah.
in your spending habits.
Your financial goals change.
Warrant a budget review.
Totally. Okay. So PocketSmith recommends a monthly check-in
okay.
just to make sure things are on track.
Yeah.
And then a more thorough annual review.
Makes sense.
Especially after a big change.
Yeah.
This regular review process just allows you to stay on top of it.
Absolutely.
And make sure your budget is aligning with your priorities. And if you're managing finances with a partner.
Yes.
Or your family.
A good opportunity.
To have open and honest conversations.
Yes, about your shared financial goals.
Make sure you're on the same page.
Be on the same page. Make decisions together.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have a lot of tips.
Best tips.
It might feel like a lot to process.
Yeah.
But you don't have to implement everything at once.
Start with one small change.
Pick one.
Yeah.
That feels most impactful to you.
And build from there.
Yeah, master that, and then gradually bring in the others.
Find a system that works for you.
That works for you and your lifestyle.
Yep.
And don't be afraid to experiment.
Yes.
Adjust as needed.
Absolutely.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Budgeting is a journey.
It's about finding a sustainable approach to managing your finances.
Yes.
That empowers you to achieve your goals.
And make your money work for you.
And make your money work for you.
Make your money work for you.
Not against you.
Not against you.
Right.
So before we dive deeper into some of the specific features that PocketSmith offers
okay.
to help put these tips into action.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
We're back and ready to keep going with these budgeting tips.
Five powerful tips that can transform your financial life.
Absolutely.
So yeah. now let's explore how a tool like PocketSmith
okay.
can help you put these into action.
Uh-uh.
But remember,
yeah.
even without this specific software,
right.
the principles are the same.
Absolutely. The technology just enhances it.
Enhances and streamlines.
Yeah.
So first, let's talk about forecasting.
Okay.
One of the most exciting, I think, aspects
yeah.
of modern budgeting tools.
That's like a financial simulator.
Yeah, you can visualize your financial future.
See how your current spending habits are gonna impact your goals down the line.
Exactly. So let's say you're aiming to buy a house in 5 years.
Okay.
You can use the forecasting tool to see if your current savings rate is enough.
Right.
Or if you need to make adjustments.
Exactly. Or you can experiment with, you know, different income levels.
Oh.
Potential investment returns.
Interesting.
Even unexpected expenses.
So it really lets you model different situations.
Yeah, and see how those might impact.
It's like having a financial crystal ball.
I like it.
But I think the real power is the insights that you gain.
Absolutely.
From that process.
Helps you make informed decisions.
It does, and prioritize your spending.
Based on your long-term goals.
Yes. Okay.
Speaking of insights.
Yes.
Let's talk about categorization.
This is where the magic of automation
really shines.
Really shines.
With PocketSmith, your transactions are automatically categorized.
Yes.
So you can effortlessly see where your money's going.
It's like having a little financial detective.
Exactly.
On your case.
Groceries, dining out.
Tracking every dollar. But again, even without a fancy app.
Right.
You can do this.
You can.
A lot of banks will categorize your transactions for you.
Yeah.
Or you can use spreadsheets or even notebooks.
Exactly. The key is to find a system that works.
That works for you.
And allows you to see those patterns.
See the patterns and make conscious decisions.
Exactly.
It's all about those aha moments.
That's it.
Okay. Now let's move on to the heart of budgeting. Setting up and managing your budget.
Within a tool like PocketSmith.
This is where you can put all those tips we talked about.
Put them into practice.
Into practice.
You can allocate funds to different categories.
Great.
Spending limits.
Yes.
You can even create rolling budgets that reset every month.
It's very flexible and customizable.
It is.
And you can set up alerts.
Oh, yeah.
To notify you if you're approaching your limits.
Which can be a lifesaver for some.
A little financial guardian angel.
I love it.
So we've talked a lot about PocketSmith.
Sure.
But I want to emphasize.
Yes.
That these core principles.
Right.
Apply no matter what tools you're using.
Absolutely.
Whether you're using a sophisticated app.
Yeah.
A spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Even pen and paper.
The key is to be consistent.
Consistent and intentional.
And find a system that works for you.
Works for you and your lifestyle and your goals.
That's it.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive, I want to acknowledge that budgeting can feel restrictive for some people.
I get that. Or even overwhelming.
I understand that sentiment, but it's important to reframe it.
Yes.
It's not about deprivation. It's about empowerment.
It's about taking control of your finances.
Exactly.
So you can live a life that aligns with your values.
It's your aspiration.
Your aspiration.
When you have a clear understanding of your income, expenses, and goals, you can make informed choices that lead to greater freedom.
Freedom and peace of mind.
It's about making your money work for you.
It is.
Not against you.
Not against you.
And that's a very liberating concept.
That is.
So are you ready to bring this deep dive to a close?
I think we've covered a lot of good information today.
All right.
Okay, so let's recap those five essential budgeting tips from PocketSmith.
No.
We talked about automating your finances.
Yes.
Planning for those unexpected expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Giving your finances a regular spring cleaning.
Yep.
Tracking your spending.
Uh-huh.
And reviewing your budget regularly.
Oh, great tip. And we explored how a tool like PocketSmith can enhance that.
For sure.
With those features like forecasting and categorization.
Absolutely.
But we also emphasize that the principles apply regardless of what you're using.
Pen and paper.
Spreadsheet and an app.
Whatever works for you.
The key is to find a system and be consistent.
It is all about consistency.
Because budgeting isn't about restriction.
Yeah.
It's about making choices that align with your values.
Exactly.
It's about understanding where your money's going
uh-huh.
and making sure it's working hard for you.
It's about taking control.
It's about taking control
of your financial future.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. That's it.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
What's one small change you can make today to get a better handle on your finances?
Maybe it's setting up an automatic transfer to savings.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or canceling that subscription you don't use.
Yes.
Or just writing down your expenses for a week.
Even just tracking.
Just to get an idea.
To bring that awareness.
Exactly.
Make that commitment to yourself.
Because those small actions can lead to big results.
They really can. And remember, you don't have to do this alone.
There's so many resources out there.
Budgeting apps, financial advisors.
Take advantage of them.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into budgeting.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you feel empowered to take control of your financial well-being.
Until next time.
Happy budgeting, everyone.
Yeah.